Hello, hello, everybody. Kim Langling here, your host of Let Fear Bounce. Got my coffee cup here. It actually says Let Fear Bounce on it. Hey, if you want to get yourself one, you can hop onto my website and grab yourself one. Shameless plug there. There might be a few shameless plugs in this episode, folks. I am going to be flying solo, all by my lonesome, all by myself on these last two episodes of the year of 2022. I have some amazing guests lined up and already recorded and on the schedule to record for next year. But these last couple episodes I wanted to do on my own. So this is episode 49, and then we're going to end the year out on episode 50. But I wanted to pop in and share a little bit about why I started this podcast, if I haven't shared that in any of the previous episodes, and what I'm doing now. And of course, like I just said a couple minutes ago or a couple seconds ago, a few shameless plugs are going to be added into this episode. And why not? Because, hey, it's my show. That's right, my show. So I wanted to share, first off, when I started this a few years ago, almost 3 years ago, it was when the world changed, you know, when the world changed for everyone. And if you say it with drama like that, when the world changed, it sounds like a soap opera, doesn't it? Like a bad soap opera. Anyway, when the world changed, folks, I had lost my job along with a whole bunch of other people across this country and the world when the world shut down, the doors shut for a lot of people. And I gave myself a day to be angry, to be quite honest. I just said, all right, you want to be angry? Want to be mad at the world? Be mad at the world. And so I did. And I was for 24 hours. And then the next day I woke up and said, all right, time to pull up your big girl panties, Kim, and let's figure out something. What can we do? We, as in me, myself, and I, the three of us who live in my realm, along with my office manager, Dexter, in case any of you buddy doesn't know about Dexter, he is my office manager and he's incredibly helpful with all of the stuff I have to do behind the scenes for Let Fear Bounce, my television show, The Right Stuff, The Author's Voice. And of course, when I'm writing books and coordinating anthologies, Dexter keeps me on track, or he's really good at distracting me, but he's very good at his job nonetheless. Anyway, where was I? Because I have a tendency to go off in different directions. Oh, back to Let Fear Bounce and why I started it. So on that day, after I gave myself 24 hours of, you know, being angry or whatever it is I wanted to do, what is it that I'm good at, that I like doing, and I'm passionate about? And let's make something happen. I had figured out or realized, it was a bit of an epiphany for me, actually. I said, you know what? At this time in my life, and I have reached a certain age, folks, I'm of a certain age now, and I realized I wasn't going to send out resumes. I wasn't going to be stressed out and look for a job. I just didn't want to. And that's pretty risky. And I'm well aware of that. But I decided, you know what? What I'm good at, what I'm passionate about, what I like doing, which is writing and public speaking and connecting with others. I'm like, all right, how can I make that happen? How can I make that happen? Pardon me. So I just decided to go for it. Decided to go for it. And regardless of feedback I may get from friends or family or whomever saying, are you sure? Do you really want to do that? Oh, you really should get a real job. Many of you heard that out there? Because I know there's a lot of people out there just like me that decided to make their own thing and make something happen for themselves. Wonder if you got any of that feedback. But here we are several years later, almost 3 years later, and Let Fear Bounce is still rolling along. That day that I decided to make something happen for myself, I was like, you know, what's about this podcasting stuff? Now, I've shared this on some of my previous episodes when I've been chatting with some of my guests, but, you know, what is with this podcasting stuff and what's involved? So I Googled it, as a lot of us do, to find a lot of stuff out, or at least get a direction. I Googled it, researched for a couple hours, and then literally started and recorded my first episode that day. without having a clue what I was doing. I didn't have an external microphone. I didn't have any lights or anything. You know, if I decided to do it video at some point, I had no clue what I was doing, but I do know how to talk. So I figured, why not? And I decided to name it Let Fear Bounce because at that time, as you all well remember, I am sure, there was fear everywhere. You couldn't get away from fear. Fear was actually being pushed on us. Now, that's my personal opinion. I'll leave that right there. But fear was floating in the air, literally, and you couldn't get away from it. Radio, television, computer, social media. You couldn't get away from it. And I decided right then and there, no, Kim, fear's not landing here. Not coming in my back door, and it is not going to land on me. I'm going to armor up, and those little darts of fear are going to ping right off the armor. So I had this mental image in my head, armored up, and little D-man, little minions out there with their little, bow and arrows or crossbows, even poing, poing, shooting their little fear darts at me. Nope, wasn't going to let them land. They were going to bounce. So that's how I came up with the name of this podcast, Let Fear Bounce. And I'm glad I did because it resonates with so many people and every one of my guests that I have had on. And folks, that has been in 3 years, almost 3 years, it has been, I think, 158 guests. That is so exciting to me. And they've all been wonderful. And they're from all over the world, all different cultures, ethnicities, backgrounds. Many of them have been authors, which to me, as an author myself, has been exciting to learn all the different genres that people write in, why they write in that genre, how they come up with their ideas. It's just been an amazing, amazing journey and inspiring. It's been an inspirational journey. And my guests all toss out these amazing nuggets of wisdom from what it is that they do, their expertise is in. And for all of you that have been hanging with me this whole time and tuning in and listening to the episodes, I thank you. I mean, just you're awesome people. You really are. Love y'all. Do. And so it's been an amazing journey. And I hope that you stay with me on it. Got some cool stuff coming up next year. I have some episodes already recorded for next year and some amazing guests lined up that I get to chit chat with and introduce you all to. So I can't wait. Can't wait for that. Now, here, that's my little mini drum roll and making my camera shake and everything. Here is where I'm going to pop in because it's my show. I'm going to pop in a shameless plug. Yes, shameless. Anyway, if any of you have noticed or if you've listened, I coordinate anthologies. Love doing that. Love bringing people together to share their stories and give them a platform that they can share with the world because everybody has nuggets of hope that they can toss out there. The newest book, the newest anthology, just released. The ebook was just released on Thanksgiving Day and now paperback version. And I'm going to hold them up here. For those of you who are watching the video, I'm holding them up. When Hope Found Me, this is the normal version. And then did a large print version. I had some feedback from some folks, not negative at all, at all. Pardon me. But from folks that said, have you considered making a large print version of any of your books? And I said, no, I hadn't. But I'm glad that they told me that because some folks have issues with, have vision issues. Maybe it's macular degeneration. Maybe they're just older and they have to use a microphone. Not microphone. The round thing. Oh my goodness. Completely lost. What is the word? What is the word? Magnifying glass. Oh my gosh. See, welcome to the realm, folks. This is how my brain works. Magnifying glass. There are folks that use a magnifying glass to read. I know my aunt does sometimes, my mom does sometimes, and there are other people out there that use that too. And so then I started reaching out to a few people and they said, you know what, a large print would be awesome. Even if they don't have vision issues, some people just prefer large print books. So I was able to get a large print version out there. So that's available on Amazon, folks. You can get an ebook. It's also on Kindle Unlimited, regular version, and large print edition. So that's my shameless plug, available on Amazon now. And it makes a great gift for Christmas because who couldn't use a little hope? Seriously, folks, who couldn't use a little bit of hope now and then? Also, you can check out all kinds of stuff on my website, which is simply kimlanglingauthor.com. And there is a neat little package on there that you can get yourself a copy of the When Hope Found Me, along with an actual nugget of hope, which is what I've been tossing out lately, this past year, actually. They are actual nuggets of hope. And that's my mission. That is my mission this year. A lot of people are struggling. A lot of people are going through some tough stuff right now. And the holidays, folks, although everybody looks at it or wishes or hopes that it will be filled with peace and joy and love and laughter and family and beautiful music and decorations and gifts, the perfect gift and holiday parties, and everybody loves one another and gets along with one another. That doesn't happen for everybody. It isn't like that for everybody. A lot of people, and I know a few myself, and I've been there myself. The holidays are days to simply get through. There's nothing to look forward to. Maybe someone doesn't have family anymore. Maybe it's an elderly person, and they don't have family around, or family does not come around. Maybe they're on their own. Maybe they're single for the first time. Maybe they're newly divorced and they're single and they just have no idea how to celebrate the holiday now because their whole life changed. Maybe they are a widow or a widower and their life has changed and they don't know how to face the holidays this year. Maybe for years. It's not a happy, joyous time for everybody, folks. So let's keep that in mind. Depression falls heavy on people this time of year. So keep your eyes open and your heart open to those who are hurting and toss them a nugget of hope. Hey, if you want to get them a copy of the book, give them a copy of the book. But there are so many ways that you can toss a nugget of hope out there, folks. Send a Christmas card or just a thank you or thinking of you. Thank you. Send out a thinking of you card or just a little note, actually handwritten, put in an envelope where you have to take the time to write the address on the outside of the envelope, slap a stamp on there, and actually put it in your mailbox to be mailed off. That takes time and effort and forethought. And when people receive those, they realize that. It's just not the same when you get a text or an email as when you get something you can physically hold in your hand and know that someone took the time and the effort and cared enough to put that personal effort into play. Send out a note, give somebody a call, just chit chat with them on the phone. If texting is your thing and you know that that's their thing, send them out a text. Hey, how you doing today? Hey, you want to go get a cup of coffee? Hey, do you mind if I stop by? I got something I want to drop off. Maybe you drop off a casserole or something, you know, make something, make a treat. I don't know. There are so many ways that you can toss nuggets of hope that don't cost anything. Your time doesn't cost anything. So think about it. And then let me know what you came up with, actually. I want to know what you came up with. I have nuggets of hope that I toss out. Let me grab it here. Have these little nuggets of hope right there. I don't know if you, for those of you watching the video and you can see it, I have these little nuggets of hope and I carry them with me. This is one I keep with me personally. I carry them with me and hand them out to people I feel might need them. To strangers. I don't know the people I hand them out to. Yeah, I'm one of those people stalking strangers and giving them nuggets of hope. But that's what I've been doing for the past year, and I'm going to keep on doing it. So share with me some of your ideas of how you could give out a nugget of hope. And it's not just around the holidays, folks. Do it all year round. People struggle all year round. You know, the suicide rate, especially around the holidays, is a little higher. And I think we all know that. Just be watchful. Have an open heart. Keep your eyes open. Be watchful and care. Don't let the stress of the holidays overcome you. The holidays aren't about gifts, how much money you spend, how fancy your gifts are wrapped, how big and perfect your tree is with all these expensive things on it or under it. The holiday's not about that. And so commercialized. And I know that's said over and over year after year, and yet it continues to be that way. It's not the real reason of the season, folks. So enough of my preaching on that. So just, you know, toss out your own version of a nugget of hope to someone this time of year. I guess that's really all I wanted to come on and say. I'm keeping it short and sweet. Since just me, I could now, you know, ramble on all kinds of topics, but I won't do that to you today. We have one more episode after this that I'm going to do. This is episode 49, folks. And there's one more episode. I'm going to round out the year on episode 50 next week. My episodes all go up on Wednesdays. I'm going to round it out with another solo episode of Kim Langling and her podcast, Let Fear Bounce. I will end the year out with that. So I will see you next week. Again, I appreciate y'all tuning in and all those who've stuck with me from the get-go. It's been an amazing journey. And I'm looking forward to continuing it with all of you. I am Kim Langling, and I am your host of Let Fear Bounce. Everybody be well, stay well, and be blessed.